community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Drive Time at Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM in the studio with me now. We've actually got Matt, the reporter, or one of the reporters, from the Brentwood Gazette. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Mikey. How are you?
I'm all good. And you give me some traffic information as well, didn't you?
I certainly have, on the roads.
You said there's some road problems, there's some traffic problems or something like that at Wilson's Corner.
A mysterious truck is digging up Shenfield Road as we speak.
They've just turned up and started doing it.
I don't know who he is or where he's come from, but he's doing it.
Is he supposed to be doing it? Or
Who knows? He's moving quick.
Well, that's going to cause some problems this afternoon. So I've written that down and we'll give that a shout a little bit later on. Now, you're here this afternoon to tell us what's going on in the Brentwood Gazette tomorrow, aren't you?
I can do my best, yeah, without giving too much away.
What have you got in store for us?
All sorts. We've got, we've got the world's oldest horse.
Really?
Indeed. I might put a question mark in brackets after this, because there's some debate in the office whether this is true.
Now, somebody once told me, people are going to laugh at me if this is completely wrong. It might be one of those go and get me a glass hammer things, you know? Someone told me that horses have birth certificates.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm not sure if this one does. However,
go on.
He has lost all his teeth. Now that's not a good sign.
No, that doesn't mean he's young.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't normally mean he's young.
He hasn't got any false ones that I know of, but he's 47.
So, oh my word.
Yeah. He's a pony. I forget the name of a blonde pony, Paulino.
I don't know.
We won't get there between us. But so he's apparently the world's oldest horse. He's in Ingatestone.
Oh my God!
And this sanctuary claimed the world had the official Guinness Book of Records oldest horse.
Really?
Yeah, until recently. I forget his name, but he died a couple of years back, which has promoted this steed to the world's oldest horse.
Is he getting a bit of an ego now? He's getting towards the point of, right, that's it, I'm taking over. I'm in control.
He's a bit too old to cash in on it with the ladies, though, isn't he, I think? I'm not sure. But he's a beautiful-looking pony, still going strong, fed on a special diet, looking in good nick.
I wonder if horses are this is just a thought that's coming to mind. Horses are like people, because people are very strange. They get to sort of like 20s and 30s and they make out they're a little bit older than they are. Then they get to 40s and 50s and they make out they say, I'm the age. And then they get to sort of like 80s and 90s and they can't wait to tell you how old they are. Do you know what? I'm 89, I am. And you go, I didn't ask, but thanks for that.
If this was a talking horse, I think it'd be a bigger story than what I'm telling you here.
But, it would be in the Guinness Book of Records. Oh, bless him anyway. So he's 47.
He's 47, and he might be useful for the workmen on Brentwood High Street shortly, because they're going to have to go back to work, I'm afraid, and dig up the high street once again.
Are they?
Yeah.
Now, we were talking about this a while ago, weren't we?
Yeah, it's comes around.
It came to... let me try and... 5 years ago, they dug
five
it
years,
up.
That's it. Good memory. Not too old yourself.
7 million.
7 million. Like 10 million if you include the Weald Road there.
And there was, I think it was Alan Neville speaking to, and they said something like 70% may need to be done again.
Well, we're looking at the whole lot now, I think.
The whole lot.
Well, there's 13 defects, to my memory, along the height, the carriageway. Two places, one outside the Baytree Centre, the other further down, are pretty bad. Now, we've seen an email which from Rodney Bass, which has confirmed that it is going to be done. We'll check that out with the council, and it's going to be done in the next few months,
right,
most likely. Not sure when. The good news is it's going to be done overnight, so it's going to be done after the last bus, so the buses aren't going to move. Your taxis will still stay in the same place.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a bit embarrassing when you spend so much money.
That's a shock. I hope somebody's going to be raked over the coals for this.
Well, at the minute, it's you and I are paying, I suppose.
But that's terrible.
It's not the best. But the good news is we'll get a new high street, which should last.
That's the good thing about it.
I mean, one of the funny things that came out of this actually was the... we've looked at this recently, that the actual pavement, or they call it the footway, which is a ridiculous term, I never understand.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're blaming the damages to that, because it's quite uneven, on people using jet washers to get it clean. So they're essentially saying they're spraying the foundations out, all the cement is going, because of these jet washers. What you'd use to wash your car, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah, no, I can't see. No, I don't. No, I've got. No, I'd like to talk to someone that said that. No, No, no. I can't see that much jet washing being done in 5 years. Not that much.
Well, I don't know. It's fun when you get started, so maybe people just got carried away. it wasn't me, anyway.
But that's a lot of money. I mean, it's almost just a waste. Well, it is a waste of money if it's got to be done again. Complete waste of money for 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it lasted for, what, a few months? And now, of course, there's been 15 people have come forward and put claims in against the council since it was completed.
Oh, really?
In December 2009. It's caused them a bit of aggro, so I think they've said enough is enough, let's get this done now before it continues to get any worse. So this is the position we're in now.
But, well, they don't, if that many people have come forward, they don't ignore it now, because you've only got to get an OAP fall over them and hurt their hip or break their hip or something like that, and a hip is a very, very bad thing to break.
This is it. I was speaking to Johnny Owens, the fruitery on the high street. He said just the other day he saw a lady with a child just trip over, was crossing the street.
Really?
It's that bumpy. And of course, you know, it's not just a threat to your car, it's a threat to people crossing the road. That's
right,
where the danger is.
Yeah.
And we've all seen people whiz down the high street.
Yeah.
It's annoying when they do it, but there are serious consequences to that as well.
Yeah, totally.
And of course, I know that a lot of HGVs with their sat-nav are going over the high street, weighing more than, I think, what is it, 7.5 tonnes, something ridiculous. But
yeah.
I think that's caused it some problems as well, in truth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that you can sort of understand a little bit of movement there because of that.
I mean, sure.
If 7.5 ton is a lot of weight, and it shouldn't really be going down the high street.
If that went over me, I'd probably be like
you would scream a bit.
Yeah, I imagine so. Yeah.
you can imagine it giving way under that a little bit, to be honest with you, but not for jet washing. I mean, surely you can't jet wash it that much to cause that much damage.
You'd have a job on your hands, wouldn't you?
You would do, I suppose.
Yeah,
you would do. What else have we got coming up then?
We've got a Brentwood brother and sister who've been done for £350,000 worth of fraud, tax evading fraud.
Oh my word!
They ran a scaffolding business.
Yeah.
And it was their father's business, but it was they were running it essentially.
Yeah.
But they spent all this money on trips to the Bahamas. They wined and dined clients in fancy top restaurants. You know, we're not talking about your Mackie D's and your Greggs. We're talking about, you know, the Ritz style. Now, they argued that, of course, you know, they were doing this to keep the business going, and they had difficulties. Some lorries got pinched, but the judge found against them. They got 18 months each to serve. But they're both from Brentwood, brother and sister. And it seems like they've been living the life at the expense of the taxman.
But the thing is, I should imagine the money's all gone. It's all gone, and you've now got to pay because of what you've done,
well,
and you haven't got anything left out of it. So it's almost a worthless exercise.
I don't know what state the business is in at the moment, but normally when these things come to court, it's because something's gone under, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So whether or not this money will come back, I don't know, but maybe we can get their Bahaman holiday photos off them or something. I don't know, in return, maybe a souvenir. Oh,
so they've both gone away for 18 months.
18 months,
word. Not really worth it, is it, to be honest, yeah?
Certainly not.
Not worth it at all. So, that's it then.
Certainly. Well, plenty more in the Gazette. I'll add to that.
I'll put this on the internet, on our little webpage, phoenixfm.com. I'm going to take a picture of you in a minute.
Okay.
With your beard. And don't break the chairs this time. I'm going to take your picture. We'll stick it on the front page. This interview will be on there. Well, I'll do it tonight. So are you going to come back in and tell us next week again what's going on?
Breaking news, breaking chairs as ever.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.